And if you're in Sydney over the next few weeks, do try to drop it into the National Maritime Museum at Darling Harbour to see the superb exhibition of ocean photography, like those students from all over the world. Meet marine scientist Emily Jatiff. When you first saw this exhibition of photography, they're very, very big pictures, beautifully displayed. What was your reaction?
It does make a difference how you display the images. When we first started doing photographic exhibitions, we just did them on regular board, but they don't sing the way they do when they're displayed in what are called light boxes, which is what we have at the Maritime Museum. And it is really awe-inspiring to see these photographs, this work by these fantastic underwater photographers displayed at scale and backlit and really just hitting you in the face with their messages of ocean wonder and challenge.
Yes, and you've got pictures of all sorts of creatures, and you've got children there smiling as they swim underwater, and you've got pictures from the sky, and you can see down below what are large creatures, but displayed in a way that is really moving. It's artistic, isn't it?
It is. I think we underestimate, well, we don't underestimate the skill of photographers, but I think we tend to often underestimate how much scientific knowledge they have to have in order to achieve the portraits and the photographs that they do. You have to know so much about the behavior of the animals that you're photographing. You need to know about the climate and the weather around the area that you're hoping to visit. And I think all of that comes through in the shots that you see.
It certainly does. I loved it. But a couple of your favorites.
Oh, one of my favorites is an aerial photograph that Michael Haluana, who's an Australian photographer, did. He's hanging out of a light aircraft over the beach in WA, and you can just see a group of goats gathered along the water. And it's just inspired him. He thought, what are they doing there? I must capture this moment. So the colors that he's been able to pull through, that's really a wonderful image. Obviously, Xiling Cai, who won the competition, the Oceanographic Magazine competition, her image of a paper nautilus on a piece of plastic floating in the blackwater environment of the ocean is absolutely phenomenal. It's a stunning look as that paper nautilus seems to gaze back at you of the impacts that our actions are having on their environment.
And it's tiny, isn't it?
It is super tiny. We can only see it through their lens.
And that's the magical discovery. They're taking you to places where you can't go, but also the eye of discerning what's important to look at, as you were saying before, the scientific part of it. And it's on for what, another few weeks?
It is. It's on through May, so we really hope everyone will come down. One of my favorite things about this exhibition, actually, is that we've added on an opportunity for people to say what they would change about the ocean or how the ocean has changed them and to write or draw that experience. And the museum's collected all those cards. We have over 8,500 now. And they're giving us a really good look about how the ocean matters to you, the audience, and what you would like to see in the future.
By the way, Emily, what do you do at the National Maritime Museum?
Lots of different things. It is honestly a fabulous job working in museums. I know people say it, but no day is the same. One day you can be in the field. The next you can be answering a ton of emails, but you wouldn't believe how fun most of the emails I get are. But we put on exhibitions and programs and events and do research and publication. It's the full gamut. So do come down and check.
Do come down and you can see the exhibition in its last few weeks and also the rest of the wonderful display. Is that right?
It absolutely is. Thank you, Robin.
Dr. Emily Jatiff, Curator, Ocean Science and Technology at the National Maritime Museum, Darling Harbour in Sydney. Do go.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.